Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. We invite you to join us this Holy Week while we reflect on the events of the week leading up to the death and resurrection of our Lord. Today is Thursday, April 6th, and the fifth day of Holy Week. Today is Maundy Thursday, the day when Jesus, at the Last Supper, gave his disciples a new and supreme mandate to love one another. At the Last Supper, Jesus reappropriated the ancient Passover meal commemorating Israel's liberation from bondage in Egypt, giving us the sacramental meal of communion by which we commemorate the Lord's death and partake of his body and blood. Of course, the disciples didn't know that this was the Last Supper before Jesus' suffering and death. They were still anticipating the arrival of the kingdom of God in the way of conventional conquest. Yet Jesus was explicit about this being the last meal of an old age, telling his disciples that he would not eat or drink again until the kingdom of God had come. And thus, we see the significance of Jesus eating and drinking with his disciples following his resurrection. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 29. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to the man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. A dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I'm among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me." Sadly, the poignancy of this final meal was marred by a dispute among the disciples over who would be regarded as the greatest in the coming kingdom. Once again, for the last time before his death, Jesus stresses to his obtuse disciples that what is counted as greatness in the empires of this world is not what is counted as greatness in the kingdom of God. Now that we have heard of the dispute among the disciples, let's take a moment to hear what else happened at that Last Supper from John's account of the event. Let's read about Jesus washing his disciples' feet from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. As we hear from this portion on the evening Picture the events that are taking place. How does the actions of Jesus contrast the attitudes of the disciples who are arguing over who would be the greatest in the coming kingdom? The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you, for he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean." When he finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Caesar and all his successors measure greatness by power. Power to kill, power to obtain, power to control. But in the kingdom of Christ, greatness is measured by love, humility, and service. Jesus modeled this kingdom version of greatness when he washed his disciples' feet during the Last Supper. Despite the disciples' inability to fully grasp what he was saying and doing, Jesus spoke warmly about how they had stayed with him through his trials. As a result, they are to eat and drink at the table of his kingdom. As we finish today, take a moment to imagine what it was like to be one of the disciples having their feet washed. Take a moment to place yourself in the seat of the disciple. See Jesus washing your feet. What is your response to this situation? Lord Jesus, as we partake of your body and blood on this holy day, may we be your flesh and your blood presence in the world, and may your presence be characterized by love, humility, and service. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.